Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I'm attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slipper fall, you know who to call. JustCallMo.com. Injury on the go? Just call Mo. Office Tampa.
Right.
I guess. I mean, yeah. I don't know how else, you know, it could function. You know, I was looking through, I had to get out of the office space where I was working at. And part of the beauty of being there was that it was like a second house, meaning that I could store my crap there.
Right.
And now I got to take all this stuff back. In fact, I messaged you one day because I had all these, you know, like bobbleheads, like collectible stuff from the Rays and just other assorted sports stuff, you know, on these shelves near my desk. But like cool stuff, like the Star Wars Kiermaier bobblehead, his gold glove one, like a bunch of cool ones. But yeah. I don't have anywhere to put that at home. Nowhere.
You can't hang a shelf?
I mean, me? No, I probably couldn't hang a shelf. Oh. But, I just don't want, it's too chaotic. It's too,
yeah,
I don't,
too
my,
much.
My space is small. I just want it to be very neutral.
Yeah.
So I asked you if you wanted to take this stuff, and I think you are going to. And I told you, I was like, I might ask for it back, but realistically, probably not. So you're going to get a bunch of cool new bobbleheads for your,
hell yeah,
for
baby.
Your back area there. I found like sports cards. I even got some of those like autographs, no, from nobody really good, but,
right.
Like Lavernius Cole's jersey card. Remember him? Found one of those.
Yeah.
I got a piece of a Peyton Manning football.
That's cool.
That was other assorted stupid ones. But I was like, oh, I wonder if I could sell these, you know, because they're collectibles. So they say, man, they're not worth anything.
No.
Nothing. And I found a bunch of comic books. Like when I was a teenager, I collected comic books for a while. And I would just buy number ones. I remember doing that because it was a pretty low investment type of thing, but they were comic books from the 2000s, you know, late 90s, you know, early 2000s.
Yeah.
So that was, if you don't have Superman 1, you don't have, they're not worth nothing. But
yeah, I don't know how to do all that. I know I just recently dug up a bunch of old football cards and thought that I had some that were worth something, and nah, none of them are worth anything.
Yeah, it's, you know, I spent quite a few bucks on those back in the day thinking that one day they'd be worth money, and maybe they will one day. So I was like, oh, man, I haven't looked through these comics in a while. So I cut open, I taped up, you know, a box, and I cut it open, and I started looking through these number ones. And I took out a handful and was looking. I was like, maybe these are worth money. I don't know. I would just sell them. I thought maybe I would give them to my child one day, but I don't think I'm going to have a child. It's not looking good. So I might as well cash in on this now. And I'm looking up how much these are worth. I mean, it's like $4. $5, like they've increased in value a little bit, but then is somebody going to buy it for $5? No. And who are you going to sell it to? There's no such thing as hobby shops anymore. I mean, there is, but
they're out there,
but they don't buy that stuff. I called one that was in St. Pete and I was like, hey, are you buying right now? You know what the only thing they were buying was?
Like figurines and stuff?
Magic cards. Magic the Gathering cards. That's what
Nerds.
They were buying. Yeah. So I guess that's a big thing. No comic books, no sports memorabilia, none of that stuff. So I don't know. I think they have those sports card stores sometimes, or
collectibles and stuff.
Like in the mall. You know, where they'll do like shows.
Well, yeah. They'll do like a kiosk and do like a, you know, a little, like you said, like a, an event, you know, type of, you know, what do you call it, an expo or something. Yeah.
Yeah, but those guys are trying to sell. I don't think they're trying to buy nothing.
I mean, I think they will, but they're not going to give you nearly what it's worth because they're trying to turn a profit when they resell it. But
I mean, how much are they going to give me for a Lavernius Coles jersey card?
Nothing.
Probably nothing.
Nothing.
Unless a guy's a huge Lavernius Coles fan. Then maybe
it's got to be something super rare. It's not even the player all the time. It's got to be something like I got several Peyton Manning rookie cards, and I'm like, oh, these are worth something. No, they're just, there's different editions of different cards. Like, oh, that one with the blue background's not worth as much as the one with the gold background. Okay, yours is worth $3. I'm like, great. You know, I'm not going to even bother selling it. It's not worth my time.
I know. I don't, it's something like I don't want to throw away either.
Right.
So I guess I have to, you know, find some place for these comic books in my house. If anybody wants to buy comic books on the cheap, just slip them in.
Now, which comics are they?
It's a big variety of different ones. A lot of Spider-Man, Marvel.
Ooh, okay. Which number ones did you get? Like X-Men, different ones?
So these are, it's not like X-Men number one. I think I pulled out randomly pulled out some comic books, and one of them was Fantastic Four 500. And it had Dr. Doom on it, and it was like a glossy cover, and I was like, ooh, this one looks like it might be like a special edition, limited edition or something. I looked it up. Nah, it's like $4. It's worth nothing. It's garbage. So yeah, I don't know what to. Now you can't get them graded, much like sports cards, but that costs money to do that, to get them graded. I don't know what it costs to get a comic book graded, but I mean, I'm sure it's what, at least $50.
No idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
I mean, you could do the same thing with sports cards, and then they increase in value the better condition that it's in, but you have to put that investment in, and then you got to still find somebody to buy it.
I know what you do. You get all your stuff in a box, go next door to the Nerd Hut where they are all out there playing Magic and stuff.
Yeah.
And you just drop the box in and you go, hey guys, check it out. I'll give you 5 minutes to check it out. Make me an offer. See, one of those nerds might overvalue it.
Maybe.
That's what you do. Like
that might be my best bet. I don't know what to do with these stupid things.
And you're
things.
Essentially giving them garbage because you don't have room for it.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's literally in my back seat of my car.
Yeah.
I guess that's where it will remain, at least for the time being, because I don't know where to put it.
Take it to the nerds, dude.
Yeah. I wonder if, what's that? Emerald City. I wonder if they buy stuff. Maybe I'll take it.
Maybe.
Down there.
I thought that. I was kind of thinking that's who you were talking about when you said you called somebody. So, yeah, call them. Maybe put it on Marketplace, you know?
Yeah. I guess it couldn't hurt, just like a variety.
I mean, you might sucker somebody. Take a picture of all the comics, and then be like, these are 20-something years old, limited edition, you know, blah, 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 blah. I want $50 for the lot.
Yeah, I mean, I would, you know, gladly take that right now at this point. But, yeah, maybe I will do that. I don't know.
Do it.
Some free time now. You know, I had the other thing I found down there was my dad's old records.
Oh,
I brought them. He gave them to me because he didn't want them anymore. He didn't want to store them. And I was like, oh, and there's good stuff in here.
I bet Mo will buy them.
Man, I had so many people tell me afterwards, but
I'm an audiophile.
There were some bangers in there. And it's hard with those because, you know, there's freakish ones that are first edition, weird. You know, I don't know how they know, but, you know, you see some certain albums selling for like $10,000 or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm looking through these records. I'm like, I wish I had a record player because I would just keep these. But again, you know, storage is an issue. So I asked him, I go, you want these back? I got to get rid of them. He goes, nope, get rid of them. So I took them to the record store and hope that I didn't get swindled. I got a whopping $300 for these,
what?
Like three boxes of.
That's still awesome. You probably got screwed, but that's still, man, you made $300 on some records?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot. It was three big boxes worth. There was probably 300 records there, really.
That's still pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to have it. But also, I just keep thinking, like, is there some sort of Beatles white album, $10,000 album that, because he, you know, of course they try to, he's like $150, and then you got to, you know, haggle. I hate doing that, but it's just what you got to do. And I go, look, dude, I don't know what I have here. And I literally just gave the game away. But I'm pretty sure he knew anyways. And I just go, please don't swindle me. And he just goes, yeah, no. He's like, these are all. And he broke it down for me and told me what's what. He goes, these are, you know, I'll sell them and I'll make a profit off of these. But you don't got anything that's super, super rare in here. So
right.
I hope he's telling the truth, but I wouldn't know anyways.
We shall see. We got a phone call on line one?
Yeah, we got a few.
Oh, let's get them, baby. Why not? Johnny B. Show, who's this? Hello?
Me?
It's you.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, all right. This is Simon. I just wanted to let you guys know I love the show. You guys are fantastic. Make my ride home every night a pleasure. But about the records, I recently had like 25 records I found in my garage. And my brother told me, he's like, hey, take them to the auction and sell them. There wasn't anything good in there, dude. It was like Bing Crosby and stuff. And I actually got $150 for them. And I was surprised. I was like, wow, really? And my brother told me that they are really collectible right now.
Yeah.
Will, you dumb.
Wait, where did you take them? The auction?
Yeah, there's any old auction. They got auctions all over the place.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, literally 25 records. There was maybe like one or two popular ones, like Elton John. The rest were just like nothing. And I mean, I was surprised. I got like $125, $150. And even my brother told me, he's like, dude, these are super collectible right now. People love them.
Yeah.
Even Walmart started selling them again.
Yeah. Yeah, I did know that. And I know that they have a website that's called like Discogs or something like that, where you can, you know, list them for whatever you want. But again, you're kind of at the mercy of somebody buying it for the price that you list it. So, I mean, potentially those could have been worth thousands of dollars, but it's your time and labor that goes into it. And time was something that I didn't have. So I hope that.
Well, that's why I just took it to an auction and let them deal with it.
Yeah. I didn't know they did that. That's smart. But yeah, nice. If I ever find more albums, I'll do that.
If you ever come across any like reel to reel, old school reel to reel cassettes, man, those things are like gold right now.
Yeah,
I bet. Wow.
Well, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Call back.
Love you guys.
See you, man.
Later,
love you,
pal.
Bye.
There you go. Aw, you guys love each other.
I know.
All right, let's grab another call. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hello, fellas.
Hey, man.
Hi. Oh, my God. Is this Rick?
This is Dougie Doug.
What's up, Dougie Doug?
What's up, guys? Hey, listen, I was listening to you guys about the comics, and I just wanted to say that there are some areas online that you can look up your own comics and find out what the values are. Of course, it depends on who wants to pay for them. But I had a box of Wolverines, one editions, and they were worth hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And then my ex-wife finds them, throws them away.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, so I wanted to look up exactly how much these things were worth. And, yeah, she threw away a lot of money, so... do you have any Wolverines like that, or what
era is that? Because mine are from like the 2000s.
I had Wolverine 1 through 5, and it was from the early 80s, way back in the day. If those are the ones you're talking about,
right?
And I remember last time I had them, I was a young adult, and they were worth like $5 a piece. So I guess in the last 25-30 years, they have jumped way up. They were badass. Like, I think those first five copies, there was no dialogue. It was just him fighting ninjas. At least the first Wolverine 1.
Correct.
Yeah.
The Hand, I think they were called.
Yeah.
I had to divorce her. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I would have too.
All right, Demo.
Dumb bitch. Later, bud.
There you go. See you, man.
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com. Office, Tampa.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.